City to offer $1,000 for Slayer's arrest. Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, April 30th, 1913. Mayor Woodward declares the stain of blood must be wiped out. Atlanta, April 29th, 1913, to the General Council, City of Atlanta. The General Council of the City of Atlanta is hereby called to convene in special session tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, April 30th, 1913, to take cognizance in an official way of that most brutal crime that was committed in this city on last Saturday night. I think it proper that the city government should take some befitting action as regards this most deplorable matter, which, as it is liable to cast unenviable criticism upon the name of our fair city, and I would suggest that your honorable body offer a suitable reward of not less than $1,000 for the capture of the brute or brutes that could so far forget themselves as to commit such an outrageous crime. I feel satisfied that every taxpayer of this city will heartily cooperate in endorsing the action of the mayor and general council in offering this reward. Respectfully submitted, signed, James G. Woodward. The murder of poor little Mary Fagan in the dark basement of the National Lead Pencil Company's factory Saturday night will be considered by Atlanta's City Council today. At noon Tuesday, Mayor James G. Woodward issued a proclamation calling a special meeting of council for Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. He will ask that a reward of $1,000 be offered for the apprehension of the brute or brutes who strangled the girl. The Constitution has a standing offer of $1,000 for exclusive information leading to the arrest and conviction of the murderer. The state offered $200. Governor Joseph M. Brown will be asked to offer $2,500 on behalf of the state. Very nearly every member of council was reached from the office of City Clerk Walter Taylor before 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, and a majority declared that they will be present and will vote for the resolution. Some believe that the reward should be $2,000. Others are of the opinion that $500 would be sufficient in view of the fact that the city's finances are a bit strained. A resolution will probably be introduced by Councilman Ashley of the 4th Ward to make it possible for the city detectives and policemen to participate in the rewards.